Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Humble Universe Existential Questions, Brief Answers by Nachum, is a short, spiritually oriented nonfiction book built around a simple premise. The author poses a set of random existential questions and responds to each with a brief, accessible answer. Rather than presenting a formal theology or a tightly argued philosophical system, the book moves topic by topic through concerns that many readers carry quietly, such as the purpose of life, what may come before birth and after death, and how to think about intuition, synchronicity, and free will. It also widens into modern curiosities and everyday issues, touching on subjects like astrology, UFOs, mental health, prayer, the Sabbath, visualization, positive thinking, karma, raising one's vibration, and even the meaning people assign to emojis. Reviews frequently describe the style as easygoing and empathetic, offering one way of looking at phenomena without pressuring the reader into agreement. The result is a compact reflection guide meant to provoke thought more than settle debate. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a question-based structure that favors clarity over dogma. One of the defining features of A Humble Universe is its deliberate use of short, self-contained questions followed by brief answers. This format changes the reading experience instead of building a long argument that demands commitment to a single worldview. The book invites the reader to sample ideas, pause, and reflect. The approach is especially suited to existential material because many of the subjects it raises do not have universally accepted proofs. Nachum positions his responses as a perspective rather than a final authority, which reviewers interpret as a fellow traveler stance. That posture matters because it lowers the stakes for readers who are curious but wary of heavy-handed spiritual messaging. In practice, the structure allows readers to enter at any chapter and still gain something meaningful, whether the topic is metaphysical, psychological, or cultural. The brevity also forces compression. Ideas are expressed in plain language, aiming for cognitive impact without technical jargon. For readers who feel overwhelmed by sprawling spiritual or philosophical texts, the book's compact chapters function like prompts for personal contemplation rather than prescriptions for belief. Secondly, life purpose and the big arc of existence. A central thread running through the book's set of questions is the search for meaning, why we are here, what life is for, and how to relate to the inevitability of death. The text addresses these concerns directly by treating them as legitimate, everyday questions rather than abstract academic puzzles. It also includes questions about what might occur before birth and after death, placing human purpose within a wider frame of existence. Because the book keeps answers brief, it does not attempt an encyclopedic survey of theories. Instead, it offers concise reflections meant to be understandable and usable. This makes the content particularly relevant to readers who want to think about meaning without first mastering a complex philosophical tradition. The cumulative effect of multiple short answers is to encourage the reader to hold a larger, humbler view of life, one that accepts uncertainty while still seeking direction. By approaching purpose as a personal and universal concern at the same time, the book supports readers who are trying to connect daily choices with broader existential questions. The emphasis is less on arriving at a single definitive conclusion and more on sustaining an ongoing inquiry with openness and self-honesty. Thirdly, intuition, synchronicity, and free will versus predetermination. Several of the book's topics focus on how people interpret unseen patterns, intuitive knowing, meaningful coincidences, and the tension between personal agency and fate. By placing intuition and synchronicity alongside free will versus predetermination, the book implicitly links inner experience with larger metaphysical questions. Readers who have felt guided by hunches or struck by repeated coincidences often struggle to decide whether these moments are psychological, spiritual, or random. Nachum treats such subjects as worthy of reflection without insisting on a single explanatory framework, keeping the tone exploratory. The brief answer format can be especially effective here because it mirrors how these experiences arrive in real life as quick impressions that provoke a need for interpretation. The discussion of free will versus predetermination complements this by asking what control, responsibility, and choice mean if life also contains forces outside our understanding. Instead of forcing a strict either-or, the book encourages readers to consider how both agency and mystery might coexist. For many, this cluster of questions offers a practical takeaway: pay attention to experience, stay grounded, and remain cautious about overconfidence when interpreting patterns. Fourthly, astrology, UFOs, and modern metaphysical curiosity. A Humble Universe does not limit itself to traditional existential themes. It also engages with contemporary curiosities that sit on the border between spirituality, culture, and speculation. The book's questions include astrology and UFOs, topics that often attract strong opinions. What stands out in the public review record is the repeated praise for the author's succinct definition of astrology, which some reviewers call unusually clear and compelling. That emphasis suggests the book aims to reduce confusion and caricature by offering a straightforward way to think about a contested subject. By including UFOs as another question, the text acknowledges a broader human impulse, the desire to locate our lives within a larger cosmos, and to ask whether we are alone. Importantly, the book's overall tone is described as non-dogmatic, which helps these topics function as invitations to consider possibilities rather than as claims of certainty. For readers, the value is not necessarily agreement with every idea. It is the opportunity to examine why such subjects persist and what they reveal about fear, hope, wonder, and meaning. The book thereby treats fringe-adjacent questions as part of a wider existential landscape rather than as distractions from it. Lastly, practice-oriented themes prayer, Sabbath, mental health, and everyday symbolism. Alongside metaphysical questions, the book includes topics that connect belief to daily living prayer, keeping the Sabbath, mental health, visualization and positive thinking, karma, raising vibration, and even the messages people project onto emojis. This blend signals an interest in how spiritual ideas show up in ordinary behavior and language. Not only in abstract speculation, prayer and Sabbath observance represent structured practices that many people use to cultivate meaning, rest, and connection. By placing these next to mental health, the book implicitly recognizes that existential struggle is not purely theoretical. It can be emotional and psychological, shaping well-being and resilience. Visualization, positive thinking, karma, and raising vibration reflect a modern self-development vocabulary that many readers encounter across spiritual and wellness communities. The inclusion of emojis may seem playful, but it points to how symbolic communication evolves and how people search for meaning even in small digital gestures. Because the author favors brief explanations, these themes are presented as starting points for self-reflection rather than as exhaustive guides. The practical benefit is a broadened awareness of how values, habits, and interpretations interact, encouraging readers to notice where their inner beliefs are influencing their choices, relationships, and sense of hope. In conclusion, A Humble Universe: Existential Questions. Brief Answers is best suited to readers who like to explore spiritual and existential issues without committing to a dense philosophical treatise or a single doctrinal position. If you are the kind of person who collects big questions in the quiet moments about purpose, death, intuition, destiny, and the strange patterns of life, the book offers a compact set of prompts and viewpoints that can help organize that curiosity. Its strongest practical value lies in accessibility. The short chapters make it easy to read in brief sittings, and the tone described by reviewers as empathetic and non-pushy can feel welcoming to skeptical or undecided readers. Intellectually, the book can function as a map of contemporary existential concerns, mixing classic questions with modern ones like astrology, UFOs, and the symbolic role of emojis, while also addressing daily practices such as prayer, Sabbath, and mindset techniques. Compared with many spirituality books that either argue hard for a system or stay vague to avoid controversy, this one distinguishes itself through concise, plain language answers and a clear willingness to treat a wide range of questions as legitimate. As legitimate, readers may not agree with every conclusion, but they are likely to come away more reflective, more curious, and more comfortable engaging life's uncertainties directly. If you would like to support Nachum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.